SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail.
There are certain incentives in place to encourage people who are on higher incomes to take out private health insurance, but also to support some people who are on lower incomes.
Australians are lucky to have access to a public healthcare system that is both high in quality and affordable.
Either Medicare or your private health insurance will basically pay a rebate to help you pay the cost of that service.
Private health insurance is an option for those who prefer a more customizable healthcare experience. Today, we will explore some of the features of private health funds and whether you should consider them as part of your health insurance in Australia. Medicare and public hospitals provide free or low-cost healthcare to meet most of our healthcare needs. So why would we pay for private health insurance? Tim Bennett, insurance expert at Finder, says Medicare will keep us alive, but it does struggle to cover everything.
In fact, Australia has one of the better public healthcare systems in the world. That being said, it doesn't cover everything. For example, dental work is not covered under Medicare. Ambulance is not covered under Medicaid. What private health insurance tries to do is take some of the burden off Medicare by letting people who can afford it opt into using the private healthcare system or by using extras cover, which just gives you a bit of extra cover outside of hospital.
By law, private health insurance can't pay for outpatient care, such as a visit to the GP or imaging and tests outside the hospital. It covers categories known as hospital and extras. Hospital cover pays for hospital admission as a private patient. For example, under private care, you can choose your own surgeon and the date of your procedure. Additionally, extras cover other specific health services such as dental, physiotherapy, and optical care. Hospital and extras cover can be bought separately or bundled as a comprehensive insurance package. The CEO of Private Healthcare Australia, Dr. Rachel David, says certain visa holders and visitors to Australia must take out private health insurance called Overseas Visitors Health Cover.
So if you come in on certain types of working visa as a skilled migrant or you come in on an overseas student visa, you will have to have private health insurance. Once they become a permanent resident, you have the choice of just being on Medicare alone. But increasingly, we're finding that particularly at the skilled migration level, permanent residents are choosing to stick with private health insurance.
In fact, there has been an increased uptake of private health insurance, especially among newer Australians. Dr. Rachel David explains this is partly due to the enormous strain on our public hospital system since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Its ability to offer timely elective or planned surgery has really deteriorated. And for a lot of jobs that the migrant workforce are coming in and doing, they can't afford to take weeks off waiting for surgery. And that's just a fact. I mean, if you're injured, people just can't afford to down tools for 3 to 6 months to wait for some random outpatient appointment in a public hospital.
Private healthcare offers shorter waiting times for things like surgery and mental health care, prompting people with greater financial flexibility to opt for private health insurance. This reduces the pressure on the public system and ensures healthcare accessibility for those in need. General practitioner Chris Moy says the quality of care should be the same regardless of your choice.
Doctors and other health providers
work under ethical principles, where they really should be taking your care as a priority, whether or not they are providing that care from the public health system or the private health system. And that means that they should have your health as the priority and work with you.
Private health insurance premiums can be expensive, so the government motivates people to join by offering three schemes. Dr. Rachel David explains that the private health insurance rebate helps eligible policyholders with the cost of private hospital coverage.
There are certain incentives in place to encourage people who are on higher incomes to take out private health insurance, but also to support some people who are on lower incomes, particularly people that have some of the more complex health needs, to maintain private health insurance. So for people on lower incomes, the government pays a rebate on their premiums.
The rebate is about 25% of the premium, the cost of the policy, refunded through your tax return. Eligibility depends on factors such as your age, policy type, and income. Secondly, you can avoid the Medicare levy surcharge by taking out a policy. This is an additional tax imposed on high-income earners who don't have private hospital coverage. Dr. Rachel David again.
Everybody that's working pays a Medicare levy to support Medicare, which is part of their income tax. But for people without private health insurance whose income for a family is above about $183,000 per year, they will pay an extra Medicare levy if they don't have insurance. So that does encourage people to take it out.
The Department of Health website provides information about income thresholds and levies. Dr. Rachel David explains that the third incentive is the lifetime health cover loading, which promotes fairness. If you're over 30, when you first take out health insurance, you are charged a slightly higher premium.
That stops a situation where someone who joins for the first time at age 85, when they've already got a number of health conditions, pays the same premium as a 25-year-old. And that stops a huge financial burden being transferred to younger people. So if you're over 30 and you're joining private health insurance for the first time, you will pay a loading for a certain number of years. And then if you maintain your membership for over 10 years, then that fades out.
You'll often hear the term gap payment or out-of-pocket expenses. As Dr. Chris Moy explains, this is the difference between the cost of treatment and what your health fund gives back to you.
If you are provided care either by a general practitioner or a specialist or in a hospital, even if you have private health insurance, in these situations, either Medicare or your private health insurance will basically pay a rebate to help you pay the cost of that service. The health practitioner or the doctor can charge an amount above that. And this is what you call the gap. And the reason why they do that is over time, Medicare, for example, has not kept up with inflation.
There are no gap fees if you're treated in a public hospital. However, you might find extra expenses on your bill. Suppose you're admitted to the hospital as a private patient. In that case, you'll pay an excess contribution because you're making an insurance claim. There are many private health funds out there. Tim Bennett says choosing which private health insurance cover suits you is about balancing what's on offer against what you need.
Unfortunately, there's no quick way to do it. The best thing to do is to try and get a little bit of information, have a look at what the policies are offering, and then compare them. And then, over time, your needs will change. So just because you've taken out one policy, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't check again in 1 or 2 years to see if you're still getting the best possible price.
Premiums vary depending on levels of coverage and whether you want to cover one person or a family. You can weigh up your options via the government's website, privatehealth.gov.au, or on comparison sites such as Choice, finder.com.au, and comparethemarket.com.au. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.